Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The former Nissan chairman, Carlos Ghosn, has been officially charged by Japanese prosecutors with underreporting his income by about $44 million over a five-year period. He denies the allegation. Mr. Ghosn was one of the most high-profile car company bosses in the world. From Tokyo, Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports.
Prosecutors have finally indicted Mr. Ghosn, accusing him of making misstatements on Nissan's annual securities reports. The indictment has come 22 days after Mr. Ghosn's arrest at Tokyo Airport, and on the last day, prosecutors could hold him without charge. In addition, this morning, the Japanese Securities and Exchange Commission asked prosecutors to indict Mr. Ghosn for suspected violations of financial rules. It's not clear whether this is a new and separate allegation.
Armenia's acting Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan has consolidated his authority with a landslide victory in a snap parliamentary election. He came to power in a peaceful revolution earlier this year and has promised to tackle corruption and reform Armenia's economy. Rehan Dimitri reports.
Nikol Pashinyan's My Step coalition has received around 70% of total votes cast by Armenians in snap parliamentary elections. Two other parties passed the threshold and will be apportioned seats in parliament. But the former governing Republican Party is out. Early results suggest it picked up less than 5% of the vote, a stunning defeat after ruling Armenia for almost two decades. Mr. Pashinyan will now have to begin the task of carrying out ambitious reforms to improve his country's economy and raise standards of living for ordinary Armenians.
Exit polls from the Peruvian referendum suggest the country has backed the anti-corruption reforms of President Martin Vizcarra. Local media are reporting that people have voted in favour of judicial reform, changes to campaign finance laws, and restrictions on the number of consecutive terms able to be served. The French President Emmanuel Macron is due to meet trades unionists and business leaders following another weekend of violent anti-government protests in Paris and other cities. Mr. Macron, who has remained largely silent over the unrest, is scheduled to make an address to the nation later on Monday. The European Court of Justice is to rule in the next few hours on whether the UK can unilaterally pull out of the process governing its withdrawal from the EU. Last week, a chief legal adviser to the court said Britain could do so without permission from other member states, as long as the decision followed a parliamentary vote, a general election or a referendum. BBC News.